Phone now. Steve, do you have his number?
No, we want to get in touch with him already.
Yeah, so his home number, yeah. Yeah, he's home. I just spoke to him before, yeah. 973-731-1982. Okay? He's home today.
We want to get the sheriff already.
Okay. Okay. Question with the posting after sitting the lechem zareya, particularly relates in a certain strange sense to the lach of bishul. So we're not going to be talking about too much about bishul now, but we just have to understand a little bit about bishul just to get the ABCs in terms of Nadar, in terms of understanding precisely about zareya. So there's a funny type of malacha for a very simple reason, that it takes a long time for the malacha to happen. It means you put, you drop the seed into the ground, and it doesn't start to sprout, it doesn't start to grow, it doesn't turn into something. So obviously much, much later. The question becomes, what exactly is the precise moment of Zareya? Is the Yisuf Zareya violated at the time when the person puts the seed into the ground? Is the Yisuf Zareya violated only at the time that it sprouts? Of course, it's going to open up questions. If you do the Malacha on Shabbos, if you do the Mice on Shabbos, and the Malacha happens later, or let's say you put the seed into the ground, then you take it out of the ground, then you violate Zareya. So a lot of these things are going to focus around really pinpointing precisely what constitutes Zareya and Halacha. So the first sugya really begins, not even so much in Masechet Shabbos, it begins in Masechet Pesachim. It begins in the second verse of Pesachim, when the Gemara is talking about the sugya of Kelayim, in terms of Kelei Zerayim. At what point is something considered to be Kelayim? Now the Isra of Kelayim is important on two levels. It's important in terms of the violation of the Isra of Kelayim, when the person gets malchus for being Zerayah Kelayim. But the secondary issue is that there's an aftermath in Kelayim. If you violate Kelayim, so depending on what type of Kelayim you violated, so sometimes the result is going to be also by none, sometimes not. So there's a difference between Kelei Zerayim and Kelei Akerem. Kelei Zerayim means that if you take different seeds, so you take the wheat and barley and you throw them to the ground together, or you take different types of vegetables, you throw them to the ground together, so that's going to be a problem. That's an issue. Well, this is a Kelayim. But if you do it, so with the evidence, okay. Even if you violate another type of Kelayim, let's say you do a Kofas Ilan. So you take, you mentioned the other day about grafting. Let's say a person grafts a peach with a, what is something, what is that grafts that we have?
Orange.
Nectarine. No, nectarines are peach and a plum, or peach and a, okay. So if you take a peach and a plum and you graft the two trees, so that's also, you know how to do this. That's Mr. Derais of Sol Kofas Ilan Kelayim. But I point, there's one thing in Sanhedrin that said that's also even for a guy to do that. Maybe from like from the Shabbos to bring up, the eighth bit to bring up. But if you did it, to the evidence, the result is going to be looked. There's absolutely looking like a chilush and a chilush to eat a nectarine. The Moshe has a right to the tshuva, but he's not sure whether he should say Shechiyanu on something which came after Shalayim. But Shechiyanu, thank you, Baruch Shalom, for giving us this wonderful opportunity to violate the use of their eyes of planting Shalayim. So he's not sure whether that's right. So it's like this from Moshe Feinstein and Uncle Moshe song. Because in one of the Uncle Moshe tapes, so they have the Shechiyanu and Shechiyanu tape. So it sings all the wonderful events that you say Shechiyanu for. So Chanuk, you say Shechiyanu, and Rosh Hashanah, say Shechiyanu. And when you wear new clothing, you say Shechiyanu maybe. And when you eat a new fruit. So it lists off all the new, like when you eat a Camarillo or kind of this and that, I don't know what I'm talking about. What did Abraham say? He said, list through off five fruits that you've never in a million years ever heard of. I think that all of them are Kilayim, so but the only case of plan that really matters is after the fact. The only thing that's really awesome is the other is really a carrot. If you plant grains together with grapes, then you have a very serious problem. So whatever grows, the result is called Kiliyah Kerem. So the other person says, well, Sizukha Kamah for Kalayim, and Tiktash Amlay Azerim. The Torah says, Allah Shah Tiktash, the Gemara says that Tiktash means like Tukaresh, it means it has to be burnt. You have to Kiliyah Kerem of the Sreifa, you have to destroy the Sreifa, because I either also be Achil, or also the Hadar. So a lot of people make a mistake. They think that when you plant Kiliyah Kerem, you plant wheat and grapes, so people think that some new fruit comes out. Nothing new comes out. Doesn't grow grape material. It comes out regular. It's wheat that grows like grapes. The only that when you graft trees, so then it becomes a new chetz, a new color change. Right? It looks like chita, it looks like an oven, but it's still also that. This is their eyes up. Everything was planted here, the chita, the sour, the chartz, the wheat, the barley, the grapes, everything was smished together. So that's Aser Minachayim. So in this background, that Gemara Pesachim discusses as follows. What's the din? If a person takes chita and tzor, Akiva says chita and tzor, because there's one part of it says, it's only the real list of kila karen if it's kilayim and then the karen. So that's the chita tzor and chart is gefen, is a vine. So it's only the three together, that's kila karen. That's one of the chagas of the night. So let's say you take your chita, your sa'ora, your yapet, you throw it all into the ground, and you cover it up with dirt, and you just was a raya kilay and bikara, and then you quickly undo it and you take it out. So what's the din? So did it become us or not? So without that seed, without you violate the of a scissor kind of kilayim. So should we apply the rest of the pasuk? Because tikta shamalaya that whatever was planted, Kilayim Bikarim is not also banah. So the Gemara says that no, that that Kilayim is not also banah because it didn't experience Hashrasha yet. Hashrasha means when it starts to take root. So Kol Zman it doesn't take root, so the Yisr Hadah doesn't set in. So why is that? So Rashi explains in that Gemara because you can't even call that Zareah. You weren't even Zareah Kilayim. If you did what Rashi, it's Marav Pakada. Marav Pakada means like you take. Let's say you take some chitin's earth, some chartan, and you throw it into a cup. So if you say, aha, you was a reya, kilayim, the character, that's ridiculous. That's not called zriya. Zriya has a certain connotation. So it would have been asking how he said that zriya has the connotation that as long as you put it into the ground, that's called zriya. So mashallah, the world's suffering is not true. That putting it into the ground is not called zriya. And you're putting it into the ground and it's becoming not much part of the ground, it becomes a plant into the ground. And at what point do you say that it becomes a hard fossil of the ground? And so in the middle of it, it takes root, calls them out, it doesn't take root. That's command the monarch for Kadar Dagya. So that's what the Gemara says in Hilchos Kilei Akerem. Why is that important in terms of Hilchos Shabbos? Because the Gemara is not saying it didn't drop in Hilchos Kilei Akerem. The Gemara is saying a definition of Zariah, so Rashi tags it up, it's not called Zariah. So once you say that it's not called Zariah in Hilchos Kilei Akerem, so it's probably not called Zriya in terms of the Avalacha, which is also formulated in terms of Zareya. So the person takes chit and sower and a chartan, you take a grain, you take a seedling, and throw it into the ground. So technically speaking, the person didn't violate Zareya. So comes the Rashash and says, wait a second, if the person technically speaking didn't violate Zareya until the Hashrash takes place, so why should he ever be the chayav of the guy? He didn't do the hashrasha. The ma'isa he did was not called the ma'isa zriya. Who does the zareya? The mushroom. The mushroom is the one who causes the roots to take root. So it's not my ma'isa anymore. So maybe every zareya should be potter. That's the kasha. Every zareya should be potter because what I'm doing is not called the ma'isa zriya. The ma'isa zriya is happening in the meila. So why is it my fault that the ma'isa zriya is happening in the meila on Shabbos? And Rashash points out that this kasha is a little bit of a klux kasha because we find this by other malacha. There is a principle in the Shabbos that sometimes as long as I do whatever they are them to do, and then the Rebbe Shalom does the rest. Says the Rashash, Hechem Latzina Devarta, the Bavishal. The Bavishal also, that when I take a piece of food and I put it onto the fire, so that's not called Bishal, those are the Yardashir, which we spoke about this morning, it's only called Bishul and Hilchos Shabbos, and they can also follow also, and it reaches a certain shear of Ishul. And that shear of Ishul is the shear of Michael that you saw. The meat has to be edible, at least the Shasakak. It has to be, if it's not completely raw, then nobody would eat it. So then it's then you're part of the Shabbos. That's not particularly Ishul or Shabbos. That's at least the edible the Shasakak that the robbers were listening to. The guy that then was Ben Dusai, so he didn't like to wait till his meat was well done. He just needed the rare. So that was sufficient for the Chayav guy from Ishul or Shabbos. So comes the Rosh Hash and says, how could we ever be Mechayav somebody from Ishul? I put the food on the fire, and now the fire does the rest of the Moacha. So by the time I would take 2:30, and I put a piece of meat on the fire, and then I go take a Shabbos there. So 2:30, when it reaches the point of Michael Ben Yisoy, that's the time that I just violated Vishal. How could I violate Vishal? Not the kitchen. But then, fast to sleep, I'm snoring away. So how could I be in violation of Vishal? Doesn't the Torah say, well, Sansa from Moacha, that you have to do a Mice of Moacha? If a malacha happens by itself, it's not my ma'isa, it's not my problem. So how could it be that the Torah is the kind of judicial? So the Rosh Hashanah can see that this is yesod in many malachas. In some malachas, where the shame malacha happens, ma'am should be eating kosher, which I took up a pen. So as I'm writing, the letters are appearing on the paper. So I'm doing the malacha, the malacha is being done at the same time that I'm contributing my ma'isa. Then there are other malachas where the ma'isa ha'odav is done at an earlier stage. And the malacha goes on its own merry way, and the malacha takes place, and an hour later, says the Rosh Hash, that just as this is true in Gishol, this is true in malacha Zareya. So it shouldn't concern me the fact that Zareya, that the Shei malacha, the Shrush, takes place by itself. That's okay, that still considers to be my problem. So that part of the equation is important. So comes the Rosh Hash once at first, and he says that that's true, that Gishol is really being used as the example. Additional and Zareya are the same types of malachas that the Maisa Adam has done now when the malacha happens in the Mela. So maybe we should complete the equation in the following sense. The Gemara says in the Sefer Shabbos, in the Baal and Aleph, what's the bid if a person puts food on the fire and rather than taking a Shabbos nap, 5 minutes later he has terrible charuna and he pulls it off the fire. He pulls it off before the food even reaches the point of Michael Ben's house, and the Gemara from the Ferish, that he did not violate the use of their eyes official. So how do you know that? So the Gemara says that the Gemara has a whole discussion about the problem. Let's say a guy puts bread in the oven to bake. So in the old days, so they used to bake bread, they would put it on the walls of the oven. And the removal of the bread from the oven used to be called the Dias Apas. It's a special umdus, it's a special, you had to be a real expert to scrape off the bread without totally smashing it into the ring. So the Gemara explains that Apriya Sapas is obviously into the rice of Shabbos. The Diyas Sapas is only into the Rabbah. Let's say a guy's putting bread Friday afternoon, the bread is break, then the bread is baked. And now Friday night he wants to take the bread off the walls of the oven. The Gemara says, then a third, that's not a malacha. The Diyas Sapas is what's called the Chochma Gein Malacha. It's a very strange phrase. What that means, Chochma Gein Malacha. The Gemara says there are two activities that are labeled in Malacha as Chochma Gein Malacha. Remember the other one? Says that these two activities, the shofar and the Bidiyas Abbas, somehow should have been malachas, but no, they're different. They're not considered to be a shem malach on them, they're a shem chach on them. I'm hard to understand what that means. So the Ma'is of the Bidiyas Abbas is only this and they're a bar and a chalice. The Gemara the following Shabbos. Let's say a guy takes the dough, and he puts the dough into the oven on Shabbos. And the Baal, as soon as he realizes that he put the dough in, he realizes it's about the Shabbos today. So now, he has a few minutes to pull the dough off before it becomes baked. Once it becomes baked, so then it's going to be all over. Then it's going to be a violation of the Mafreya. It turns out they violated all Shabbos. So in order to know, should we be Ma'atir or Diyas Ahas? Should we be Ma'atir assisting the Rabbanan of pulling the bread off the side of the oven, which normally we would not like you to do on Shabbos? But here there's a tremendous tzara for you to do it. But if you don't do it, so then it's going to turn out the Mafreya, you're going to violate this judicial. This is a fear. Midaraisa. So this is a fascinating shayla. This is a shas shayla. Then if you tell somebody to do a smaller era in order to prevent a larger era from occurring, because if I sit back and I do nothing, so it turns out that I violated the Nisidaraisa Rafia. If I intercede and I take the bread off, so I'm actively violating the Nisidarabanan. So it's a work that you're going to do in Nisidarabanan in order to prevent the Nisidarasila from taking place. So I think we're going to make the shayla more later there. Let's say if somebody else did it. Let's say, I see my friend put bread on the, put dough into the walls of the oven. The oven is on, so he's about to violate the piece of rafia. So my friend goes to sleep. So I sneak in there and I pull off the bread off the walls of the oven. So should we tell the person to do that or not? So that's a very lovely shishayla. Should we tell you to violate a low level of error? This is the passage of the Rambam. When you say to a person, violate a Isra Kal, they should just get Chaver Fah. You don't know the other Chaver Fah, they should just get Chaver Fah. Should I violate a low level Isra to look to prevent my friend from violating an Isra Skila? So the whole company of Tzimir, that's ours, they must have a Shabbos, make Cheshbonis, it's full, not my fault, it's shaykh, it's amazing, a lot of complicated Cheshbonis. But the only thing that's absolutely crystal clear from this entire Sugya is the following itself. The Aliyah Tzuya that a person puts bread into an oven, his dough into an oven, and he manages that the dough ends up being pulled out before reaches the point of the halakh equivalent of Machim and Yisrael. The Gemara says in the beginning, in the end of the first night of Shabbos, now when it comes to bread, so you can't use the term Machim and Yisrael, it's not a correct phrase. The correct shear is cream as panim and panim. Once the bread starts to get brown on the outside, that's also an indication that the bread is basically edible. The Gemara says, just as there's a shear of Machim and Yisrael, there's a shear of cream as panim and panim, when it comes to afiyah. So it's clear from the Gemara that cold command, you pull the bread, you pull the soup, you pull the water out of the, away from the oven, away from the stove, before the actual dishal happens, so you have an effect to stop the dishal. So dishal is a very strange malacha, because you put the food on the fire now, so really nothing happened now. So it's going and going and going and going and going. And then, when, if and when it reaches the point of being mizbashah, then we go back and we say to Mafreya, oh yeah, by the way, guess what? The good news and bad news is that you violate the dishal. But if you're able to be oikir the tafshal, the bread, before the visual or if it happens, that will prevent the incident from having any conflict. Just that a question?
No, I was wondering if
you
the skill
of the
chili
plants. Yeah, the guys aren't really going to get killed. It means in theory they're not. So they're not really going to get killed. This is the shadow of the Gemara. So you know, the Gemara presented a very, you know, very strange, bizarre scenario. There would be a spot, I don't think today we should have the executive quotes that this was a big issue in Europe, of course, tragically. The Shia used to happen sometimes in Europe, that sometimes the non-Jews would come, they'd take over a city, and they would start to take, they would take some of the Jewish children, they would kidnap them, and take them away. They weren't interested in killing the Jewish children, they were interested in converting them to become Alfie Vazan, to become whatever. So the question is, are we permitted to be Mechel of Shabbos in order to prevent somebody from becoming raised as a non-Jew, become Mamish or Shmad? So we allow you Mechel of Shabbos for that. So the discussion with the Beis Yosef Gaz is, can you really call that Pikuach Nefesh? So some people said, yeah, Pikuach Nefesh, Nefesh, not the Guf, not the Guf, Pikuach Nefesh, Mamish. And the others said, no, Pikuach Nefesh means to save the guy's physical life, save the guy's Neshama, that's not called Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe we can mount it based on something else. Maybe we can say that the Mechal Shabbos one time is an Avera Kala, no Mechal Shabbos is from the Chamorus Biosa. Maybe the Mechal Shabbos one time is considered to be an Avera Kala when the payoff is to save the person from being Ovid Avera Zohar for his entire life. So maybe we can invoke this from our Shabbos that sometimes, in certain circumstances, we tell somebody to do an Avera Kala, but take conditions to Chavera. Sometimes we'll pay to do a small level of Avera in order to get to reap the benefits down the line. That's a very, very tricky shayla. This is Mamish Maisim Shahayim, which says it quotes, but this would have different opinions about this. But if you tell somebody Mamish that you're Mekal Shabbos Deraisa in order to save somebody in these cases. Again, this is all assuming that there's no real people of Nefesh. If there's a Chashash, he who's there, slightest Chashash of people of Nefesh in terms of people of Haguf, then of course there's no question. Unfortunately, there was a couple of months ago in the community, so there was a chashash of some potential fear of some kids being taken by strangers. So rightfully so, the one went down and declared this is mamash pikuach nefesh. They call the cops right away and they don't play the games with this. This is eimach pikuach nefesh go mizeh. And that wasn't what the Rishon was talking about. The Rishon was talking about that the non-Jews weren't interested in killing the children, they were interested in raising them as different religion. Yeah, but again, I don't know what all the details were. I'm not sure what was going on with the particular story. The way it's presented in the Beis Yosef is that it wasn't because Nefesh in the past, it was more because Nefesh in terms of Brooklyn.
You sign yourself off to the Chayat Karis?
Yeah, the halach would permit you to do it. So maybe, according to those poskim, the halach would permit you to do it. If you hold it that sort of Avera Kala, again, it seems that's true. One time Kol Shabbos, maybe it's an Avera Kala. And if you hold it, you're allowed to do an Avera Kala, you're supposed to do it, so yeah. And then the Rav Shalom will probably give you a fusion for him.
Where are we?
but in terms of visual, he's ready to give a guy visual. When would you guys give a guy a Hasrof visual? He's talking about what he puts it into the other. Some of that should only be nicer. And the Hanabi is very not an amateur lady. I'll talk about that a little bit later. There's a riot from the Katsina cast in that we'll talk about it a little bit.
When it comes to the case in Europe, right?
Yeah.
You're violating it about violating Shabbos today.
Yeah.
Because it might have for down the line they might violate Shabbos down the line.
No, it's not might, that's for sure. They're gonna be raised Shmad. They're kidnapping little babies and they're gonna raise them. We know what they do with the babies, and if it wasn't a subject, it was a bad one.
How does
the
insert take the bread out before it cooks?
How does it?
Like, what is
the insert like? Does an insert with the SMS? You scrape the dough off the sides of the oven, that's an insert with the SMS. Alright? Right, so again, so leaving out all the details, that's sugya of halacha, the SMS is a fascinating sugya, a lot of very important ramifications of halacha, but the point that we want to extract is really only this point, namely that when it comes to the insert visual, you could potentially intervene and prevent the insert visual maybe. It comes to Rashash and says that his muscle, his dinyan, between Bishl and Zarei, so convinced that it's right, so he thinks it's probably going to be right across the board. Because the following says, let's say when it comes to Malachi Zarei, the guy who takes a seed when a job, he sticks it into the ground, and then 5 minutes later he changes his mind and decides, you know what, that this wasn't such a good idea, so he goes digs in the ground, maybe violating another Malachi, I'll call for it, we'll go with that other side, so he pulls the seed out. Said to Rashash, so the person violates Zoray, so the answer is no. Just as the guy didn't violate Bishol, because Bishol was only called to find the teacher's mind of the soil, so whatever was done to prevent the reaching of the mind of the soil will be Urshid the Bishol. So will the Nami, whatever is done to prevent the Zera reaching the point of Ashrasha, there's also the chance to be Urshid the Zoray. So it turns out with my friend that the person that reaches Zoray. So whatever the Sugya in Shabbat says about without, is it a good idea to pull the bread out? Not a good idea, with the same exact shadow of the in terms of the Zera. So you have a mistake. After you were seen into the ground, and then he goes, it's good help, it's a terrible thing that I did. So does he gain anything by pulling it out? So he's going to Urshid the Zera, may gain a tremendous amount. He may prevent, if he can pull it out before Ashrasha, so he may prevent the Urshid the Zera. So come to Rashash, so many Sopra, you have so many traditions. It's one little Rashash and Shabbos and Gilo. It's Kiddush and Abishinish and Abishinish in terms of understanding of the Zera. And first, they made the dinyan from Zerah to Bishol to explain how you can ever be chai from Zerah, even though the chalos, so to speak, the shas, Zeri isn't until much later than Ashrasha. It's still been a chai from the Ma'is of Bishol. And then he made another dinyan to say that just as Bishol can be Oka, the Yisr, before it takes root in the lake, so would not when it comes to Zerah. But now he comes for the grand finale. He says to Ashash, what's the din? You have these strange types of malachas that you do a ma'isa now, and then the malacha happens in the name of itself at some later point. Must that malacha take place on Shabbos or not? Is it sufficient that the ma'isa takes place on Shabbos, or do we say that the shas chira malacha must that take place on Shabbos as well? Instead of a shas, so we can go back to our malacha between Bishol and Zareh. But here it's going to be Harei the Bola Lamed, and it's a Lamed. Up until now, he was using Bishol as a prototype, and he was deriving everything about Zareah from Bishol. Now he turns the tables on, and he says, what's the din? When you do a Maisa right now, and then there's a stall, there's a delay in terms of when the Malacha takes place, so must that Malacha find a result in Shabbos? He says to Rashad, so what's the din by Zareah? Let's say a guy does Zareah at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or in the Shabbos afternoon, and the Ashrasha doesn't happen until it's a Shabbos. So is the guy chayav? Is the guy kotor? He says to the Ashrasha, I'll tell you, it's partially says, because that's a joke. It's a farce that I'm designed to screw him, because the Gemara says to Rosh Hashanah, that it takes much longer than a few hours to have Ashrasha. It takes the whole city in the Gemara. It takes 3 days, it's going to take 2 weeks. How much like this? There are no why it's so important. That much like this? Much like this is important to Chadosh. The thing is that any grain that takes root before the second day of Pesach, so that's covered by the Kavod HaOmer, the Heter of Chodesh that year. Any grain that was planted that doesn't take root, so then even though it was in the ground, it wasn't in bush rush, so then you have to wait until the following year. So it's a very, very important shot on how long does that rush take. So the point is that it's going to take 3 days, 2 weeks, whatever it is, but it takes a couple of days. It sure takes more than 24 hours for a rush to take place. And it comes to Rosh Hashanah and says, How could a guy have to be chayav at the reya? What happens? The guy does the reya at 8 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos morning, and the shrusha takes place on Tuesday afternoon, so he should be popular because he didn't do malach on Shabbos, didn't malach on Tuesday. So that's obviously absurd. How do we know that's absurd? Because it's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not chayav lazareya. Otherwise, you'd be wasting our time. You open up malach lazareya, and we know to be such thing as a malach lazareya. So it says the Rasha, just as when it comes to malach lazareya, so you see clause that all you have to do is the ma'isa on Shabbos. Even though the chalitz, even though the Shabbos Kiva Malacha really doesn't take place till after Shabbos, it doesn't concern us, it doesn't matter us. That's more Mosasik and Malacha on Shabbos. So that's a tremendous finish. It says that Hashem just the fact you say is true when it comes to Zareya. So now we can extrapolate and go back to Vishalul. So what would the din be? Let's say a guy takes a pot of raw pot of chon and he puts it on the fire Shabbos afternoon. 5 o'clock, the Shabbos is going to be over 6 o'clock. The chol's not going to cook till 11 o'clock at night. So what's the din? So we put the pot of chol on the fire, and did not reach Michael Ben Yosoy until Shabbos is over. Is he chayav or is he pater? So the Rosh Hashanah is chayav. That's the Seder Aisa. Because since my Zoraya, that's the din, every Zoraya is like that. When he came, well, let's see the Zoraya Batera. So since every Zoraya, the Gemara says, if Sofim takes time to Hash Rosh Hashanah, and I hope you say the Torah is Machayir for the Maisa Zareya. So you see that the Maisa Zareya is a Machayir. So what did that mean? The Maisa Bishal is a Machayir. Maisa Bishal means taking food. When you're on fire, that's called Maisa Bishal. Either the Tetzah, the Chalos and Bishal didn't take place yet. The Etzah and Bishal didn't take place yet. So it doesn't matter. As long as it will eventually take place, a few days from now, the food will get cooked. A few days from now, the Zareya will become Mishrash. That's good enough to be Machayir. That's also called the Maisa Malacha, which was done on Shabbos. This is Ad Khan. Tibi HaRashash. The whole razzle dazzle Kiddush of the Rashash that his basic Sayyidus is that the Reya and Bishul and Mamash Hanuham. They're both examples of the type of Malacha where the Mice is done now, the Malacha happens later. And in both aspects, they're similar. And just as when it comes to Bishul, if you're Oker before the Malacha happens, so you're going to be Potter. Or the Nami by Zareya, the Oker before the Malacha happens, you're going to be Potter. And just as by Zareya, the Malacha is that it need not happen, the Etzim Azriya, the Etzim Ashrash, it need not happen on Shabbos, as it never happens on Shabbos. Well, the Nami, the reaching of Michael Mezosai, need not happen on Shabbos. What would be a Sayyid
Rosh? You said before that Zareya takes 3 days to Ashrash.
Yeah.
So why can't you say it's a different part in Zareya? That anytime you put it on Shabbos, it's always going to happen.
You don't have to do the Hasidic, okay?
Rashash is saying that this whole thing is working
on the Mafraya. Oh, so we have to. Oh, okay,
we'll get it.
So let's.
It sounds like for Rashash, he has all the answers, like giving two cases. Since this one can't be it, and this one has to be it. It's like, that is right.
The whole Yesod is that it's the same. That's the question.
If there was like a third case, which he could figure out.
Right, so he's so convinced that whatever that Zareya and Bishul and Mamash the same. They're both examples of malachas where the mice happens now and the malacha takes place later. So we couldn't conceive there's been a chaluk with the dinim. So we got himself into trouble. We can see it in a minute. Now, how do I understand?
How does Rashi say that
Zareya
and Bishul are the same thing? Because if I take Bishul of food and put it on fire, while it hasn't reached Machal's other side, no matter if you heat it up a little bit, something has changed in the food itself. However, the seed itself doesn't change for a couple of hours.
I don't know if you can see it also. You have to play those lima beans on the windowsill so that it starts to open up, starts to this, starts to that. I don't know. So there's also a little bit of material, but it doesn't matter whether it changes or not. If you have lacha, that's not called Zriya. The more dinami, the little bit of change will go back to the center.
The other person is
high
in the form of planting seeds. You get
skila,
or
the only
get skila after
it takes root. Oh, okay. So the chorus of this rashash, you really have to analyze this Rashash. There's really a basic fundamental problem with this Rashash. It's all the longest. What is that? You know, in Halacha, we're so used to pinpointing, moments in time. We learn, in a moment, it's pinpoint exactly when the Maisa, when the Chalitz Kedushin, when the Gerushin, and the action of Rashash. You always want to know exactly when is the event taking place. So you have to ask yourself, Chalitz, bottom line, give me a point in time. Define for me Malecha Zareh. Define, is that the name of the Shia? Shas Malecha Zareh, Shas Zareh. So pinpoint for me precisely when is Malecha Zareh, or pinpoint for me precisely when is Malecha Bishul. So I don't have any problems if you pick either one. Because if you want to tell me that the Malacha is Nikva, Basa, the Maisa Adam, because again, it's a strange Malacha, there's a Maisa Adam and then you need things happen later. If you want to be consistent and tell me, The malacha is mitzvah basa the ma'aser adam. As soon as I do my human input, so then it's over. So then that is the shas chiyuv malacha. So I can live with it. I can deal with it. But it's going to fit into all the gemaras. We'll have to work on that. But in terms of conception, logically, I can understand. You want to tell me no? That's not the chiyuv. That's not the shas chiyuv malacha. The shas chiyuv malacha really is later when the actual quote unquote malacha takes place. When it reaches that, when you saw it, when the ashrash takes. You want to tell me that? That's also okay. I can live with that also. But what I have a problem with the rashash is that it seems to be going back and forth. It seems to be vacillating on this very basic connection. This is as follows. From the fact that he's telling us that when it comes to Malecha Zareya, so the halacha is that if I uproot the Zera, so then I'm potter. So what do you mean if I uproot the Zera, then I'm potter? Isn't that a giveaway to say that the Malecha is really taking place at the later point? And you hope that the Shasti of Malecha is right now, so then how in the world will help if I get the Zera later, or in the case of Bishol? How the robot will help and take the pot off the fire? How can I do such a thing? He said, this is the Shas Malacha. So that's it. So the day of the game, it's over already. Whatever, once you do an Aveira, it's very hard to do the Truma for an Aveira, but you can't, once you kill somebody, so it's over. The person is Nirzach already, so you can't do anything about it. So I did Los Asikim Malacha, and violated the Shas Malacha, so I can try to take the right Malacha, but I can't undo the Malacha. And in the halachic sense of the word, so how can it be that the Malacha says, according to the Rashash, that I can undo the malacha. So of course, what do you see from the fact you can undo the malacha? That this is not the shas malacha, but the shas malacha is really later on. So if the shas malacha is later on, so then to late one. So then half the day chayev for malacha. It's not on Tuesday. So the Torah says, lo sasika malacha, yom hashvi shabbos hashem okay, halos haseach malacha. So it doesn't say lo sasika malacha on Tuesday. So how can it be that on the one hand we're saying the shas malacha is at the time when the human input is over, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense for you to be chayyah for something you're doing now that takes place later. Then the smadr should check the you in the same breath, you're turning around and saying, nope, you're turning around and saying that you could be oikid and malach. So it's really fun. These two things can't go hand in hand. But the Rashash is saying that he took a din from Bishol, a din by Bishol, the Gemara says by Bishol, that you could be oikid and malach. And the Gemara says clearly by Zareya, the din is that the malach could take place even though the Hashrash is taking place later. So those two dins cannot live together. But you have to say that Bishol Lachar is real good. You have to say Lachar that Bishol, the Malacha is taking place later, and by the Rei, the Malacha is taking place now. You can't have it kicking either. It can't, these two dins, Mamamash Kachar, the Ram Chatai to the Sasha. It can't be that a person can be Chaya for a Maisa that he's doing now, it's happening by a Yom Chol, and still turn around and say that if he uproots the Malacha, so that's going to affect that he's not going to be violation of the Malacha. So how could that be? So the answer to the Rashash is based on the following site, which is an important site. It's in the site of the Sheikh and the Rishonim, which is important. It's important for the Shabbos, but it's important really in the original context of that statement. It's not even said about the Shabbos. That's the famous Mubha Yosef in the Kama. The point is in the Kama, in the second parak, about the Chiv of H. H is a very... very strange type of a mazik, you know, with the Adon and Zikin, so one of them is a Heber of Eish. So Eish is a very strange thing, because whereas other types of other mamazik, so usually other mamazik, either I walk up to you and I punch in the face, other mamazik, or I drive my car, smash the deer across, other mamazik, doing a mamazik, Peshach, Maisa, a Hezek, that's also goes around the mamazik. But when it comes to Eish, the strange one, I light a fire, and then I go to sleep. And there's a fire goes and goes and goes, the wind picks up, and all of a sudden it goes and burns down your house. The Torah says, showing me shalei the ma'aver, the ma'aver eish, the ma'aver has to burn. So the Amorah and the Machlokes is, what's the nature of this din that the ma'aver has to pay? So Reish Lakish said that this can't really be another ma'aver, because it's not another ma'aver, that he's created a fire, and then he goes to sleep, so no other ma'aver is that. He says, there's nothing, this is Mamono Shahai Hizik, because the din that Hashor, Shor Mazik is also Chayat. If I own an animal, the animal goes out and gores you, so I'm Chayat to pay. I didn't do anything. The answer is right. Of course, I didn't do anything. Not other Mazik, it's the Shor Mazik. Mamono Shahizik is Chayat. So Shwaku says, it must be that this Parsha of Eish is closer to a Mamono Shahizik than to an other Mazik. And the Yerkin says, no, the Yerkin says that Isha Mishim Chitzos. that we do find in halacha this idea that you can have an adam mazik even with a certain sense of delayed hezek. Let's say a guy shoots an arrow, so I'm standing over here, I shoot an arrow all the way down here. So let's say it goes right through Alex's shirt. So it rips through Alex's shirt, doesn't hurt you, it goes right through your shirt, it rips through Alex's shirt. So you see that there's an idea of delayed result. You can have another mazik that takes a little bit of time. It takes a little bit, not only to take time, but it takes, it's called kochel, but it's not my doing it with my hands. It's always through something that I set into motion. It's also chayav mishum adam mazik. So the Echad says, isha mishum chitza. The chiyuv of esh is also like that. There's also a chiyuv that's not the fire that I started is no different than the arrow that I shot. So my nachkanina, whether it's isha mishum or nonishum, to a nice if I have to bay. So there's a little kind of rattles off a whole series of nachkaninas. He wants his chasa nachkanina. In terms of paying dollar to borrow, you have to pay only for nezek. If I smash your arm, or break your arm or something, then I don't know they have to pay for nezek after the tsar, reap or shevs and moshes. So shank it, if my animal breaks your arm, so then I only have to pay nezek. After the third, you pay the dollar to borrow, that's only for other mamazik. That's what's called choybel. So the dollar puts together what's called the magic, it's two different things. Choybel is usually an other mazik, and other mazik to adam. And the mazik means, to either mean a behemah hamazik, or to mean a mazik of property, that's called a mazik. So that particular term of choybel usually means adam hamazik.
It seems like a
drama. What,
page?
Yeah, in effect, it's a chiddush atar, it's not for the chiddush.
But what
is that? Yes, that's the chiddush, that's the kind of, that was like the klas kashi to rashat. Every zareh should be involved, because you're not really doing anything. So the answer is, but, so that says Brachah says Fakir. The Brachah says you are Chayav. So how do you understand it? And then three, the Torah is saying that this is not Brahma. This is considered to be your Maisa. And even though the result was not the way, you're right. But the Chanami, the starting point was every Zerah should be possible. But the Maisa is not the way.
It was considered like sort of like a
Torah's
Pesach Rishah, like because you know these stuff.
No, it's not segregation. Segregation means that I'm doing something which is mutter.
It's worse
than segregation. This is a dover mechamin mamish. A guy who plants a tree is a Shabbos. You don't say that he's really putting a tree into the ground. That's a segregation here in Rome. Like we said about Bishul, I'm really putting the pot of food on the fire. That's what mine says. So segregation Bishul is going to happen. I don't think it's finished. It's called Bishul. You don't need segregation for that. Okay? Segregation is a chiddush. The Gemara says that Rabba was mechavish, the idea that Moses came from Sigrasia, and originally Abaya didn't think it was true. Abaya thought that the Shem was mafia from Sigrasia. So it's not like fear to say the principle of Sigrasia doesn't exist. But to say that Vishal was Mutra Chavez, and I guess we'll go back to that. Fear or not, for sure. I didn't call you a color person, you said that someone would say it. Okay. So good. Getting back to the story. Nothing has a lot. Other not committed to say a person kills somebody too late. A lot of fire and causes somebody to get killed. So can I potentially call the rotzeh or not? So in other mazer, it's ishem shem chitza. Yeah, it's ishem shem lo nachpa. So there's a long way to see that. So the end of the day, of course, Rabbi Yochanan, which often should pass that. Rabbi Yochanan, the question was a pasuk with the port of Yochanan. The pasuk says. He says to Eish, it says to me, in the ill of Mash, it sounds like I didn't do anything. I was lighting a barbecue, somehow I went out. And Shalem Shalem, Hamagra Sabeir, the Torah calls me a Mavir. Why am I a Mavir? I didn't do it. The answer is, I didn't do it. The Torah is Mash, and any Eish that I was responsible for has been literally like an other Mavir. So comes in Rabbi Yosef, a very famous Pasha, and says if this is true that Isha Mishim Chitzo, so it means that any time that an Eish is taking place, like the Gavra is lighting the fire, so let's carry this over to Hilchos Shabbos also. And how does a person ever have a right to light candles on Friday afternoon? It's usually assumed that you're allowed to light candles on Friday afternoon. Tzeduk and Hel Ginala, they have those in our Eish to Hilchos Shabbos, so you're not allowed to fire on Shabbos. Good, we know Bachim. We Bachim, and it's different. But you're not allowed to fire the mitzvah, and so what was there is. So yes, to the Mabayot, his wife, also, to light candles. So she is still never seen the movie Yosef. She used to light candles on Friday afternoon. How did she light candles? Isha Mishum Chitzo. So any candle that you're lighting is as of your being celebrated. So when the fire is burning on Friday night, it's Isha Mishum Chitzo. We should label you as being the celebrated. So comes the movie Yosef and says no. Now what Isha Mishum Chitzo means is not pshat. not shot that's an ongoing Maisa Adam. What it means is it's a retroactive Maisa Adam. In Gisha Mishan Chitza means that any act that takes place from something that I started the war wrong, I am at the barbecue with my food. Any hezek that takes place for the next 20 years, which are resulting from this fire, so we go back in time to Machred, we say that I was a mazik all the way back to the beginning. That original Maisa Adam that I did, then when I lit my barbecue, then the barbecue goes and burns to something else a week later. So Yishim Mishim Chitza means not that I'm Chayim Yishim Benzek fully later. I'm Chayim Benzek going back a week earlier. That's what Yishim Mishim Chitza means. So therefore, the Rosh Hashanah is also, when my wife lights candles in the early afternoon, so the fire is burning Friday night, but that doesn't matter. It's not that she's lighting the fire Friday afternoon, it's the fire that's burning. It's the Yakom Mesiachais, Akashar Rishon. It all goes back to the original lighting, and that original lighting, which never happened, it's not on Friday afternoon. That's the story of Yishim Mishim Chitza.
Chas v'shalom, the candles fell, it was something else which you tried according to that. It's a retroactive.
Yeah, that's it. If I light a candle, then the candle falls and lights something else. So, yeah. You mean that Shabbos and Ezekiel is
Shabbos?
No, but it's retroactive to it. It's retroactive to the original flame. The original
which was
not. That's the Yisrael Yisrael's in the Bias. And he gives a Moshe one of his own. He says, what are the words of Rebbe? Yishim Shem Chitza. So what would the din be? Let's say a person shoots an arrow. Say Reuben shoots an arrow. So Reuben shoots an arrow at Alan. Right through the shirt. So what precise time does Reuben become chayav for the nezek that happens to Alan's shirt? So it says that the Mufayel says he becomes chayav retroactively from the time that he shot the arrow, not at the time that the shirt gets ripped. So Mayla Kamina, it's a couple of seconds. He said, no, Chavik Kamina, it's not Kamina. Let's say Reuben dies in the interim. Reuben shoots an arrow. Before the arrow gets to Alan shoots an arrow back at Reuben. So Reuben's dead by the time the nezek happens to Alex's shirt. He's a faster shooter than Reuben. So comes the Mufayel and says, what would the din be? So here Reuben shot an arrow, and then Reuben died before the nezek happened. So here's the shiloh. The nice fact that everyone's getting killed in this duel, that doesn't interest us. And he just says, the sheep of the chosana. What does it is Reuben's descendant for Chris to pay for the act of nezek? And he ends the event. So the din is that whenever a chiyuv kicked in, when the person is still alive, so then that chiyuv, that shibud goes on to the summit. Now, Shainkin, if a chiyuv was created after the death of the Av, so then there's no shayat to see the summit, that's a good Yerusha. So that's the shayat. So the Yerusha, what would the dimming? Look what I thought it would be. Reuben shoots the arrow at Alex, and then Reuben dies before the nezek takes place. So the Yerusha says, it thinks that Reuben's estate has to pay to pick up the bill. It thinks that Reuben is the son of Chiyuv today, because Since the Shas Nezek is labeled as being a Mafreya, that's what the Chiddush of Yishim Mishim Chitza, that he gives the Chaddish to explain why you're allowed to get on Friday afternoon. The Yishim Mishim Chitza means that the Shas Nezek happens retroactively. Since the Shas Nezek happens retroactively, the Shibud of Chasim kicked in retroactively. And the Chinami, the Yarsh Magadim of the Rishon. And that's the Devout of the Yisrael of the Rishon.
Is that an answer to the
No, he answered the Friday night problem by saying that it happens with Mafreya. That Yishim Mishim Chitza means that it's Mesiachis in the person of Mafreya, not Mikam Mohamma, not as it's ongoing. And then he says, and once he was forced to give this Chiddush, so then he says, and by the way, this is Yilchap and Afkamini, and Yilim Mamunus also. And he gives this example to illustrate this Chiddush.
But
with
Zoraya,
we said that. We're going to get to Zoraya. So this is the Gevalik Yisrael of Zoraya. So let's just analyze this in the Zoraya for a moment. What would the din be? Let's say a person shoots an arrow. Say, I shoot an arrow at the courthouse. I shoot an arrow at Alex, and he jumps out of the way. In fact, his shirt, nothing happens to his shirt. Nothing doesn't happen. So would you say that I'm chayav anyway? Because since the chiyuv is from the time that I shoot the arrow, so I shot the arrow. The fact that he jumped out of the way, that was his good luck. So would anybody say such a mishugan thing? That's ridiculous. Obviously, even in the last time, no, I'm saying I do the Maisa. Because again, we're trying to focus when does the Maisa have this? The Maisa has to get the time of the shooting of the arrow. Haraya. Because the shooting of the arrow dies before the desert takes place, so then you're starting the Chayav today. So you see that the Allah is today, that the Shas Chiyav is the time of the Maisa. Other. Same thing, right? But the human input was put in at the time of the pull the trigger when you shot the arrow. So that's called the Maisa Other. So you see that's the Shas Chiyav. So the Medinah Mamur, it's the Shas Chiyav, is if the Nezek results. If the Nezek doesn't result, so then Kulei Hamel of Pugin, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I can't even chayav a guy for Nezek if the Nezek didn't happen yet. So not even the Mubei Yosef would agree to this. When did the Mubei Yosef say? He said that if the shooter of the arrow bitters nice on them, and then talk to the nezek happens. So once the nezek happens, now we want to be gone. So when is the chalos hanezek? So we say the chalos hanezek is at the time the nezek actually takes place, or do we go back in time and say, oh, retroactively, the refreya, the shas hanezek goes from the time of human input, maybe from the maisa other, from the shas maisa other, from the time of the man shat the arrow. So the chalos is the chavish is what we call this a rabble bazavor, that if and when the nezek occurs, so then you go back in time. Then you say, aha, the nezek happens at 206, but it really happened at 206. If it didn't happen at 203. That's the thing. But if nothing ever happens at 206, and I just shot it out, no one ever got hurt, no one ever got ripped shirts, so then there's nothing to discuss. And then there's nothing to go back in time. You can only go back in the freya if and when something happens to Kaaba Havla. So that's the yisurd that you saw those of the movie. You said, so this is exactly what the Rishash is saying also. If you want to know, when is it? When is Melech HaZareah? Is Melech HaZareah at the time of the human input, at the time of the Ma'aseh Adam, or is Melech HaZareah at the time of Hashrasha? So the answer to that question is, it depends. If and when a Hashrasha takes place, so then we're able to say, Lemafreya, that the Melech happened at the time of the Shas Ma'aseh Adam. So what does that mean? So both Din with the Rashash are true. That if a Hashrasha never took place, because the guy himself jumped in on somebody did have the Taiva, and pulls the Zera out of the ground, so Hashrasha never took place. If Hashrasha never took place, then there's nothing to discuss. Then the Malacha was ever violated. But if Hashrasha does take place, the fact that Hashrasha took place on Tuesday, that doesn't concern us. As long as Hashrasha took place, so now we have to say, okay, Hashrasha took place on Tuesday, now let's analyze precisely when was the Ma'aseh HaZareah violated. So Hilchos Isha Mishum Chitza kick in and say that, and there's similarity to Isha Mishum Chitza, and say that, yeah, true, the malacha is quote unquote happening on Tuesday, but after you did, the malacha is now being Shiachesses to the time of the Ma'aseh Adam, which was when? With the Shabbos afternoon. So guess what? The guy violated Masasik and malacha. So you don't have to have that the malacha is completed on Shabbos. The Hashrasha need not happen on Shabbos, or in the case of the Bishul. The Bishul, the reaching of Ma'aseh Ben Yisrael, need not happen on Shabbos. That can even happen on Matzah Shabbos. It has to happen. If it doesn't happen, then you can't go back in time. Just as according to Rabbi Yosef, if the nezek to a mice that physically doesn't happen, then you can't go back to Mafreya. Isha Mishum Chitza is meaningless, less to the Metzias or Dvaram is, that the nezek took place. So Lachar, this is not the Shikha Sarashash, that it doesn't concern us when the Hashrasha takes place, it doesn't concern us when the Ma'aseh Ben Yisrael is reached, what does concern us is that a Hashrasha does take place. What does concern us is that a Ma'aseh Ben Yisrael does take place. If there's human intervention to prevent that from happening, so then and only then is the malacha canceled. But if it eventually happens, just as in the Goliath's case, it happens after the death of the shooter, that doesn't bother me. So over here, the Hashrasha, or the Michael that we say, is reached after Shabbos is over, that also doesn't bother me. Then it's able to go to the prayer. So the answer, according to Rosh Hashanah, when is Malacha's Zareah, when is Malacha's Bishul? The answer is absolutely the prayer. There's no question about it. If the malacha is violated, and the Shas Ma'aseh Adam, with the clause, with the condition, on the condition, I'll have tonight. The tonight of mashup, if and when the tonight is the Purim, so then the malacha goes back to the Purim.
Do you say also in the case of Zerah
Mishal
that the Hatra also has more
than
the
Hatra
also, right?
But, well, the Hatra is going to be true. Let's just complicate things a little bit more. Let's just talk about it in terms of Chathas and Kuras, you know, just to leave out Nisa and Hatra. It has to be a Surah at some point. Yeah.
Did you say it was the opposite? You did malacha before Shabbos and then not?
Right, very good. So maybe one could say something as wild as that. You say that if a person does, well, according to the Rosh Hashanah, that won't be so bad. Right? If you do the put through the fire and fire through the Kutsik Shabbos, so then, okay, so we'll label them afraid as those who work on Friday, so that's fine.
Right.
The question is, those who disagree with the Rosh Hashanah, can anyone in the right mind say that putting through the fire and fire and having to cook the Shabbos is your Isa? So no one in the right mind can say that. If you're in the wrong mind, you can say that, but you can't say that right because it's wrong. It's against the whole point of Rosh Hashanah. We'll have to try to figure out why that's close.
If the guy plant can be planted on Shabbos and then Shabbos doesn't take place until Tuesday per se,
right.
If you bring the korban on Monday, do we say if it is our Shabbos actually do takes place on
Shabbos? Right.
Turns
out the guy was
good. Otherwise, we'll have
right. Turns out the guy was a baby cool as well. Right. So we're gonna get the chiluk to talk about it even more later the application of that clock.
What if he takes out the let's say he takes out the seed? After Shabbos also. Not
that's what
we Shabbos only
passes 3 days later. Right. We tell everybody who plans on Shabbos if new, we tell them quickly, soon Shabbos is over, we're going to start off, we'll see that, right?
Which
explain how it is on Lafreya? If it depends on an action which happens later.
It's like a tray, right? Same way by the Mukhayoza doesn't concern me, right? Doesn't concern me. The Mukhayoza is also, I'm only chayav in Mamadis from now if the Mamadis happens. If the Mamadis doesn't happen, I'm not chayav. It's like a tray, it's like a regular tray in Mamadis. It's tray in the Afsh. Comes in the Chassidus, in the Chassidic world, on the level of the Sass Kabbalah, he goes, it's just a wall Malacha, so he wrote the most Chachadah. So the point is, he broke down everything that he writes into different Malachas. So in his Kukris and Lucidus, then he's Ma'arif a little bit more in the midst of Kalayim. So the Chassidic writes that he thinks that there's a basic flaw in the Rashash's reading. He doesn't quote the Rashash in his contemporaries, I don't know who wrote first. But he says in the Chassidus that there's a very basic fundamental flaw in everything that we're saying, namely that we were so convinced that the Vishnu and Zareya are on the same team, on the same page. He says in the Chassidus that's not true. The Vishnu Bechor and Zareya Bechor. What does it mean? So maybe some people thought of it already this before, that we started out the shir by saying that Zareya is a very, very fundamental law. So we do a Maisa now, and then it takes a while for the Ashrusha to take place. And it doesn't just take a couple of minutes, so it doesn't even take a couple of hours, it takes a couple of days. It means, by very definition, it's impossible to violate the Zareya Shabbos. It's strange that they say, if we see that we're going to insist on the Shabbos being placed on Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. There's no such thing. It's physically impossible. But Alpha Bichet, Kachinam Ra'alacha, the Zareya is one of the Lamentas Malachas. So what must it be? It says in the Chinuch Al-Kot, you have to say that Zareya is in its own league. That Zareya, the Chinuch of Torah is that even though the Ashurasha didn't take place yet, and even though we usually think, we're usually defining the Zareya and Ashurasha things that happen, that's what the Gemara Pesach and the Pesach seem to say, you see it's not true. You see that when it comes to the Malacha Zareya, so the Malacha is violating Mamash right now. Not this rabble, fancy, and all that stuff that I'm violating now, the Mafreya, with that, and this, the whole story, the Malacha is violating now, that's it. What is Malacha Zareya? So it says the Muslim, Malacha Zareya is not to create a Hashrasha. Malacha Zareya means to take a seed and to put it into the ground, and a Hashrasha will take place if everything's left in place. But whether or not the Hashrasha happens is totally irrelevant to the Malacha. Therefore, the Muslim says, let's say a guy by mistake put a seed into the ground and grabs it, and then he realizes an hour later, says in the Chassidus, don't bother ripping it out. You know, even on the Shabbos, don't you have nothing to gain because you violated the Malacha Zareya already. Because Zareya is Nikva Basa the Maisa Adam, because that's the Chiddush HaTorah of Zareya. There's no, there's nothing else to say about it. That's it. There's nothing you can do possibly to prevent Zareya from happening. Ripping it out before Shosh will not accomplish anything. Hi, so what about the Gemara about Bishul? So says in the Chassidus, what do you mean, Kashul Bishul? Bishul Lachud, Zareya Lachud. Because since Gishol is conceivable that the whole thing should happen on Shabbos, it doesn't take more than 24 hours to cook up a piece of meat. So when it comes to blood of Gishol, that was the din. The din was said that since there's a Shia Gishol, the Shia Gishol is back on the Gizai, so you want to know when's the moment of Isser. So the moment of Isser is when it reaches back on the Gizai. Even though it's true, it happens by itself. But once you do your whatever you're using for it is, and once it reaches back on the Gizai, that's the moment of no return. That's the moment of the Malach. That's it. When it comes to Malach is Bishul, so the Gemara on Shabbos, the Baal says that you can prevent Bishul from taking place. But when it comes to Malach is Zareya, there is no such Gemara. There's no Gemara anywhere that says that you can be okered to flush rough and that saves you. That was the Rashashas that made this whole thing up. So the Rashashas said the whole thing is wrong. But that cloud was only said by Bishul, it wasn't said by Zareya. And the answer is, when's the moment of violation of Bishul? So the answer to that question is a different answer to when the moment of violation of Zareya is. By Bishul, the Isser is violated at the time of Maicha Ben Yisrael, when it comes to Zareya. So the Isser is violated at the time of when the seed is put into the ground. And now comes the Chachinuch and says, once you disagree with the first half of the Rashash, now we can disagree with the second half also. So the Rashash was so convinced that if you put food on the fire on Friday, on Shabbos, and it cooks on Motzei Shabbos, it only reaches Machmir Yisrael on Motzei Shabbos, so your violation of Bishul. What prompted him to say that? Because he was so convinced that Bishul and Zareya worked in the same cloven. So the Chassidus says it's not true. That true by Zareya, that is true, that if you Zareya now, it's Nishrash later, Yechayev, yeah, that's Dafka by Zareya, because the Malacha Zareya is Nikta Basa the Shasa Zriya, Basa the Shasa Maisa Adam. Ashenke Vishal, which is Nikva Basar, the fire where the actual Vishal takes place, so then it's not going to happen. It would be that the person puts food on the fire late Shabbos afternoon, and it only reaches Michael and Yisrael on Tzav Shabbos. So it's not going to happen. Because the Maisimol, the Malacha took place on the Yom Chol, didn't take place on Shabbos. So both of those dinyanis, both of those connections, those equations, that the Rashash said that Vishal is like the Re is like Vishal, so in the Pesach said it's all wrong, the whole thing is wrong. Because the Re will put in Vishal, but the Re is a special Kiddush, a third pepper in the Malacha, can be violated right away. So therefore, it doesn't matter when the Ashrasha happens, it doesn't even matter if there ever is Ashrasha. The halacha is that you only violate it when the actual Vishal takes place, so therefore it does concern us that it might have been Yisrael gets reached, and if you pull it out before yank it out before the partner, and it also concerns us when they're reaching the Michael Ben Yisrael.
Even if Chazkina would have to say that it can't be completely Bishas the Gemara Maisi, because
right, that's the crazy Svar that we saw in the front. Right, so this is what you alluded to is now a problem with the Zinnah. And here, the guys are both right. But according to the Chassidim, you'd be left with the absurdity that you put food on the fire Friday afternoon, and now it cooks into Shabbos, then you're in violation of Nisa. So you have to tone it down a little bit. That even according to them, you need a Maisa Malach. It turns to a sauce, so you have to do a Maisa. So the only Maisa that you did was on Friday, so it's not a Maisa Malach.
So what is the
Oh, it does look very good. Good. That's next. All right. Let's figure that out. Okay. So, let's say Kathy. Can we go next?
Just wondering if there's still being
disrupted. I'm not
recommending
seeing that
the fire
right
before Shabbos.
Yeah. We're going to be mounted as well. I don't know what we're mounted as well. A lot of heck does not bother. I don't know whether we're talking their eyes again. That's a shot. So we have to analyze now this equal time. We spent 45 minutes in the Rashash. You have to understand what this Nechatinik is all about. So how do we know this, right? So we said we have the Raya Brura from the Sefer Chinuch. That's what we wrote the Sefer Chinuch. Everyone, of course, who's learned the Nechatinik knows that there's absolutely no connection, including the dead, between the Nechatinik and the Sefer Chinuch. And it's just that the Sefer Chinuch sold Svarim. But tonight, Roshi type of meeting, Kavir and Shabbos, it's so big, it's such lumbus, and that's why people want to buy it. They thought it would be a great idea. Which, like the Mishnah Melech also. Marketing, yeah, such a, like the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech has anything to do with the Rambam. What do you Mishnah Melech have to do with the Rambam? A lot of stuff were written that way. They got kind of, Sadigo wrote a statement on Sefer Mitzvahs. It was a poem about the entire Mitzvah. So the whole Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigo was about 10 lines. So it was Ruchel Perlow, some years ago, he decided he wants to write a sefer on Kol HaTarkuva. So he's trying to think, what's a good sefer to tack it on? So he tacked it on to the sefer mitzvah and side ground. So the roof of the sefer, so to read very, very big volumes, he has one word of the side ground, then you have 300 pages of Ruchel Perlow, then you have another word. So you can't get the rhyme, you can't pick up the poem, because you don't remember, but it's time to get to the next word. But he said, the last word. So that was a similar Mechazinik, similar, not as bad, but in a similar kind. So the Mechazinik quotes the Sefer Chinuch. That's the deal with matter. He really does. He makes the point of telling what the Sefer Chinuch holds and everything. So you know why the Sefer Chinuch was written? Well, that comes, so he writes that it was the first formalized Shabbos owner groups. He writes that his son was a teenager, and his friend, they used to hang around Shabbos at noon, they had nothing to do. He writes this, the whole thing in the Nakama. So they had nothing to do in Shabbos at noon, so they stopped with a little bit of ball, there's a baseball card, so they did different things. So he said he wanted to give them something constructive to do. So he decided to write a sefer. So he wrote a sefer for the Parshas and Shavuot, basically, in the mitzvah. So he used to bring his son's friends to come and sit and learn with the Shabbos. And that's how the sefer came to be.
You have to wait to
smile after Shabbos to get to that heat. That's a different thing. It's a bond that makes you ask. That's a whole different world. Okay. Anyways, get back to the Chassidim. So the Chassidim writes that in the mitzvah of Zeriya Kelayim, so he said, what's the din if a person is Zeriya Kelayim? So as soon as he's Zeriya Kelayim, he takes the chit, the sorah, and the kash, and throws them to the ground, and he gave him a surah, and he said, don't do that. And he said, no, I'm going to do it anyway. So then you give him malchus right away. That's the din. So comes the that's the tibachin for that. You give the guy malchus. And you don't have to wait till Rosh Hashanah in order to give the guy malchus. So says in the Chassidah, why don't you have to wait till Rosh Hashanah? He said that the Zeriah didn't, he didn't do Zeriah, he didn't do Zeriah yet. The Gemara Pesachim says that it doesn't become also until Rosh Hashanah. So they have to give the guy malchus. Maybe in 5 minutes from now, he's going to pull the Zera out and they're not going to never buy them again. It's like Tosas cash. Tosas cash in many places. That happened to every given guy eat malchus for violating a nether, maybe it'll be not the nether. If it's not the nether, so it'll turn on the mafreya that it wasn't the nether. So that's a technical kasha that's involved with git and other places. But the chassidic is also involved with this type of kasha, namely, if it's true that you can be oka zera, because after all, the Gemara says in Pesachim, it's only nesar once it reaches Ashrasha, so then happened to every given guy malchus, maybe Tachanim won't reach Ashrasha. So the chassidic says, what do you see in the study from the Sefer Chinuch and Gemalik? You say that the assumption that we started out the shiur with is not 100% correct. We started out during the Gemara Pesachim Chavei and said, that Kilei Kerem only becomes Aser b'Hashrasha. Zetmish Madon, you see from here, that it's not called Zareya until it reaches Hashrasha. So said the chassidic, that's not exactly correct. He starts to spell it out, touch it up a little bit, and use basic terminology of what the world for the wind, and that's the difference between the Gav and the Chetzel. Namely, that we thought Takamar of Sachar is telling us something which is fundamental to the Zareya, 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 and Shabbos. And the answer is no, it's not true. But there's a difference, a very basic difference in terms of whether Zareya has been accomplished from the vantage point of the Gavra or from the vantage point of the Chetzel. Namely, when it comes to the chepta of Zeriyah, the Rebbe Torah says that we have something which is Zarua, so there are certain halachas that are now creating the chepta of the Zarua, so the answer is you're right. It calls them out, they're going to have Ashrasha, because Rashi used those words so beautifully in Sefer Tzachim, the man the monarch Pekada Damiya. It means from the chepta vantage point, I'm not going to need it, you took a seed and you threw it into a cup and you threw it to the ground. It calls them out, there hasn't been a shimei in the chepta, that it hasn't taken root, that is. You know, it starts to change right away, it starts to open up a little bit, but until the Ashrasha takes place, that's an insignificant change in the Chetzah. So it's not called the Chetzah of Zarua, and it's not called the Damash, which is Nizra, until Ashrasha. That's the Shir from the Chetzah's vantage point. That's why the Gemara Pesachim was talking about. The Gemara Pesachim was talking about is the Kilei HaKerem Asim HaNoch. That's a Chetzah oriented dream. So you want to know, is the Chetzah of Kilei HaKerem, is that created yet, which is going to create an Isser HaNoch? So the answer is no. It goes on, it wasn't a Shrash, it's not called the Chetzah of Zeruah, it's not called the Chetzah of Kilei HaKerem. But what the Chinuch is Mechadish to us, that from the vantage point of the Gavra, was the Gavra Zeriah yet? So the answer is yeah. The answer is from the vantage point of the Gavra, what's called doing an act of Zeriah? So it's a strange thing, you can do an act of Zeriah, even though the seed, I can be Zeriah, even though the seed wasn't Israel yet. As strange as that makes out, that's exactly what the Sefer Chinuch is saying. That from the Zeriah's point of view, from the Gavra's point of view, Zeriah is defined in Kol HaKerekula, even in Kilei HaKerem, as the moment you take seeds and put it to the ground. That's all. Why is that? Because the answer is, the Hashrasha never involved the Ma'aseh Adam. The Hashrasha is done by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So my mitzvah, in this case, my Aveira, so my mindset is the act of Zareya, the fact that I'm doing the act of Zareya, so that's the thing to be, I did Zareya. Look at Adi Zeretz's name, Adi Zeretz, the act of Zareya, says it's a Fachinach, I'm Chayim Alphas now, because I violated the Losuza Kamach HaKilayim. I, the Kila Kem, isn't also yet. I, the Chinami, if somebody rips it out, attack the wall, be also, it doesn't matter. I violated my Yissa, whether or not it gets ripped out or not. Even if someone turns out and rips it out of the ground before it reaches Ash Rasha, so they saved Yisrael Noah from the Chetzah, but the Gav is still violated as Yisrael. So you see from this Sefer Chinuch, that he took the Gemara himself and said that the Gemara makes it sound that until Ashrasha nothing happened. It's not true. Nothing happened for the Zera until Ashrasha, but from the Zareya's point of view, it's called the Ma'aseh Zareya right now. Why is that? Because the very nature of Zareya doesn't involve the Gavra at the time of Ashrasha. It only involves the Gavra at the time of the Ma'aseh Zareya. Now the Chassidut says, if everything started out with that Gemara Pesachim, so we have to take that Gemara Pesachim and plug it into the Shabbos also. And it comes to Shabbos, it is a Chetzah. The Yisra of Shabbos is for a Pu'ul, it's for a Ma'aseh Adam. I am not allowed to be a Zareya on Shabbos. So when I throw those seeds into the ground, I did a Ma'aseh Zareya. I, a Zriya didn't happen. I, there was nothing that was Nizra. I, there's no Chetzah of a Dabra Nizra. It doesn't concern us. It doesn't matter to us. That just the fact that I did Mashal Mukal Alayah, and after the rebel, there's the rest, So that's considered to be the ma'is of Zerah. That's all. That's it. That's considered to be the ma'is of Zerah. And the Rishbarach who, from the vantage point of the to the Zerah was Nikla, was an issue for that. That's not my, you know, AC Barisar, that's where Don Kong says by this. So to say that there was a chetz of Zerah, that you have to wait until Rosh Hashanah. But from the Gav's vantage point, so an act of Zerah was a Moshe, 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 Moshe. It's a little bit of a wild Moshe, but I think I think the Moshe Mamish brings home the point very clearly, and I don't know if there are coincidences in Halacha, but it's even Mamish the exact same words. That the very first Mechatzchinuch, in the Mitzvah of Pura Hu, so the Mechatzchinuch discusses the Shaila as to when exactly is the moment of the Mitzvah of Pura Hu. When does a man fulfill the Mitzvah of Pura Hu? So the Mechatzchinuch has a tremendous Siddush that you only fulfill Pura Hu after the children are already born. So it's a very strange thing. It means the guy doesn't do anything. He has a nice idea 9 months, 9 months ago, and then the baby comes out, which means Mazda. So that moment, the Yotz of the Mitzvah of Pura Hu. That's the Mechatzchinuch says. So there's a Tosus that doesn't say that. Tosus is a perish, not like a person who gives it enough of Malach. But Malach says, you know when the man is fulfills his mitzvah of Pura Hu, at the time when he's Motzi Zerah, the time when he's Mardia, the time when, in theory, his wife can become pregnant, that's the moment of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Pura Hu. Some other thing, but there's no baby yet. The baby, again, biologically, not that there's no baby yet, there's not even, it takes hours and days until the Zerah is in the Nikla, until the baby is even given to be formed. So Hapataisa say it, the Shas, the Zerah of the man, that's the fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Pura Hu. So the answer is because that's all you can know. The rest is in the hands of the Mitzvah. So if the Torah gives the Mitzvah of Pura Hu, so the Mitzvah of Pura Hu tells us understand things, you have to do whatever you can do. So once the book stops here, once you finish the Mardia, so that's the Mitzvah of Pura Hu. Is there a baby or not? So the Mitzvah of Pura Hu decide whether that particular idea is going to result in a baby. But from the Gavra's vantage point, I did the Mitzvah Pura Hu just by doing a mindset that could potentially create the possibility of a baby for me. That's the Mitzvah of Pura Hu, according to Tosfos. So that's not the same thing. That means that when it comes to the Isser of Zerea, both by Zerea by Kiliyak and by Zerea by Shabbos, I did all I could do. Whether Hashrash happens or not, don't say that to Hashrash. First get into seed. First get into seed could break up, could destroy the baby also. But if the Teva, Olam will continue the way it's going, So Hashrash may take place, and the baby may be formed. That's really not my NDA sick bazaar, that my mitzvah, my avail is ended at the time when I fall for the input. So the Mitzchilat Yisoy is that Zareya is so fundamentally different from Bishol, and expressed itself in so many different ways, and the moment in time that Zareya is violated is the time of the Adam, notwithstanding the fact that it's not called the Dabra and Israel until the point of Hashrash.
Bishul is
the week before.
No.
The difference. Bishul, Kafa, Malena.
I'm saying
if you
take it out.
No, Bishul is the one. If you take it out, then you're not high. Whether you allow it or not is a different question.
Whether you
allow
it or not depends.
When
you did the
Israel,
it's
already
done.
No. If you take it out, let's say yourself to the Israel. Whether you're allowed to do that or not, that's the shot. You're forcing yourself to abide with these, right? Because it's taking it out as a mitzvah to Rabbanim, so maybe we're not doing mouth to the mitzvah to Rabbanim to protect it from the answer.
Unless perhaps the reason why you can't take it out is because if you took it out, you're still
here. The infant's long, you'll take it out, you will not buy with these. The whole purpose of the Gemara is to be mouth to that enough. You two of these are boss, or no?
Would it be like
fullness,
or not the
class
inside?
Yeah, What else?
Oh, so you want to know, can we give the guy a trip guy ski with it? Okay, that's a different question.
No, but still, that's also doing their builders also. That's the challenge. Should we avoid different buying when it's up there? Just the revenue pull it out. That's the challenge.
Yeah, the guy that plans the sea is totally dissociated from the actual Russia. Why should there even be an Isser that's all we have against anybody. It's like, if the time is, so, I mean, we associate the time of the road from the alcohol.
It's not so partial that the Isra of eating is the Kulish violated the other. That's also getting cool about that. You have these types of Isra where don't do nice, and if you do it, there's some result. That's awesome. You've also become also. But it's also become also, even though there was, let's say a guy is a part of the show of Tafini, and by mistake, some part of the milk tips over and falls into the falls into the show spot. So nobody's going to be a very boss of all. So I say, good. The guy comes over and falls over. He's allowed to do that. It's still boss of all the nice. The Isra Hadon and the Kepton Mina as a power of the Isra Nice.
So,
what
tells us about a person
can be used for a group that ever had a child? Yes, that's a very, very strange thing. What does it tell us to do with that? So, maybe, I don't know, maybe it tells us to be if and when, maybe it tells us also to take a little afraid. That the problem is that Telsa says, the context that Telsa gives, Telsa has to cash out, let the Suez Manal be gifted. And she said, Yabachati Nakorin. So he's not allowed to get married because he's going to violate the Isra of Aliyah Kadesh or Dekadesha. So Tosa says, why not? Let him get married to a regular girl and let the Mitzvah say of Puruvu be go to the Lava of Aliyah Kadesh. So the Mitzvah for Evan to get married to somebody. So he's not to Evan, so he's going to violate that Isra. Tosa says, oh, I said, oh, Tosa says, Tosa is a few things to break out. The Lord is doing it, but Tosa says, no, stop the Isra. It's not at the same time. Why? If the Lord says they violated the Shas HaRah, and the only other thing is to prove what the time of God says that, the time of God is. So therefore it's a couple of seconds apart, so therefore you're not the fact that it would be the Idna. So what it tells you, let's say we would have been the Idna, but maybe she won't become pregnant from this beer. So doesn't it turn out that that's not called a Mitzvah? So you get the mental tells us that every time a couple has beer in a way that they could potentially have a child, that's considered to be a fulfillment of the Mitzvah and its approval. You're still mechuyev to keep on going until you get a boy and a girl. But every vice of beer that is done in a way, once you reach the point of my beer that potentially to become pregnant, that's also it's all considered to be approval. It's a strange.
No,
that's the chachidus kind of tells us cash and tells you how to go wrong. The chachidus says that it's only hashem, it's not that, even the gemara is only hashem. That's a rush. The rush says that the exudus that. Getting married is not a mitzvah itself. It's only after this. So usually before the rush came along, so we usually think that going on a date, that's actually mitzvah. Finally, get to a few of them. Like Hasidim, just the big fact that the Hasidim had with the snagim, that they used to spend a lot of time in the hachadas for the mitzvah. So they go before davening in the morning, they go to the mitzvah, they say, still, and they put in the gods so many things. But time they got to davening, sometimes it was not that late. So kind of words have said that you're spending so much time in the hachadas. You're supposed to get to the punchline. You're supposed to get to the mitzvah properly. So in dating also, some people go out for so many years. There's so many years of hashem mitzvah. It's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be a little bit of time. It's 5 minutes for my Uber, 5 minutes for the summer. I should take 5 minutes to today. So we usually think that going out of date, that's the hashem mitzvah. And then getting married, that's the mitzvah. The rush is up. That going out of hashem mitzvah and getting married is hashem mitzvah. And the Chassidus says, and even the bees have shenitzah. The only mitzvah is down the line after the kids are already born. So then you hereby get your sticker that says you perform the mitzvah for a little bit. Until that point, so then you didn't do anything.
Yeah,
that's what Chassidus said yesterday. Right. That's the raya of the chinuch. I knew we were talking about this recently. I can't remember your day. We were talking about this. I can't remember the day I spoke about this. But for some people, I didn't show. I can't remember what I thought about it. So, that's the biggest rabbi that it's right. If someone says, the whole hypnosis that the mitzvah is the nicer, so that happily didn't be if you have a child, then the whole of the child dies, and you're not yet say the mitzvah. So, the mitzvah is it's an ongoing mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be in possession of children. If you have children who are your children, that's the mitzvah. So, those children who really aren't here anymore, so that the mitzvah becomes a natural.
Yeah, you're supposed to put the mitzvah.
Even though they don't feed the
children. Yes, they are. If you give them, it's supposed to be your children. They're not doing that. They're doing the mitzvah for a little, so Pasha is supposed to be the children for a little while.
Yeah,
the problem is that half the closest even dream of being marked there, half the crew of whom be marked for Leah Kodesh. How do you know you're going to lucky out when this will become better this time? The Tosa says the only reason why you can't say that is the whole thing because it's quirk, because the essay is not fulfilled for later, the whole thing is violated a few seconds earlier. And if not for that, let's say we see that the violation of Leah Kodesh would be also at Kumar Leah. Let's say that would be the dig. It also sounds like that would be great. It's going to be hunky-dory. So we didn't do it yesterday. Go for those. I said, why? How do you know she's never going to become pregnant? So you see that Tulsa is assuming somehow that that's called a mice and it's a fruit. You can hope she's not going to become pregnant. Anyways, I didn't, we're not really going to get on this because, but it was just a muscle. And I thought there was a similar type of idea that you have this concept in Allah that you can only do X and L. So then the Torah says, whatever you did, so that's called a mice. And whatever that was afterwards, so that's the Yad Hashem.
I was wondering
why
it's
going to be a problem by
evil.
Evil?
Because they first
look without
the
nation's offer,
and then afterwards
it comes to the offer. I don't know. It's not a problem. It's my thoughts. I don't know the problems. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, okay, we'll stop here. Hopefully tomorrow we'll...